This is KUT. Austin's bike share B-Cycle is expanding. It's added 3 of 18 new stations it has planned, but why aren't they all downtown? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains.
So let's start this story at a goodbye.
Have a good one. Thank you.
I just finished interviewing B-Cycle's executive director, Elliot McFadden. We'd met at one of the company's newest stations at Congress and Cesar Chavez. I have this habit of narrating into my microphone what happens when an interview is over.
And he rides away on B-Cycle.
Hey, Elliot, this is Audrey. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I called McFadden after our interview. Where did you go?
I rode back to our office. About a mile.
Only about a mile, which is the point. The bike share model is geared towards short rides.
The trick with bike share systems is always sort of doing the balance between making sure that you have stations close enough together so that it's easy for people to use, and also making sure that you have a system that's big enough so that it can take you enough places so that people want to use it.
Kate Fillinier works for the National Association of City Transportation Officials. She says figuring out how to build a successful bike share system is not about people's willingness to bike.
It really is actually about how far someone is willing to walk to get to a bicycle. And the reality is that distance is not particularly far.
About a quarter of a mile, actually. And so several studies of bike shares have come to this conclusion. When people have more places to grab a bike and then dock it, so more stations closer together, they're more likely to choose bike share. The greater the density, the greater the ridership. According to Fillinier's organization, the ideal layout is 28 bike share stations per square mile. It sounds like this. Austin's coverage area, which is downtown, has roughly 9 stations per square mile. Other cities? In 2015, New York had 23 stations per square mile. And then there's Minneapolis, 1.6 stations per square mile. Back at the corner of Cesar Chavez and Congress, B-Cycle's Elliot McFadden says as they expand geographically, they have to maintain a certain level of density, meaning they expand in a ripple.
So you have this core system that's built to make the system successful and get it off the ground, and then we grow out into neighborhoods as there's demand.
Which is why they're not just plopping single stations far from their existing ones. In addition to a station at Congress and Cesar Chavez, new stations are going up near Zilker Park, behind Book People, and at 15 other spots downtown. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.